This Nerd Byte contains potential spoilers. You can find more details in the description below.
You are now live to Nerd Institute.
To Nerd Institute? That's good grammar. I don't care where you're from.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the voices that haunt these hallowed grounds. Welcome back, nerds. From all corners of nerddom, across the universe, across the ether, we are here. It is February 20th or so.
21st.
Is it 21st?
Yes, because tomorrow is the 22nd, and that's when Demon Slayer and Avatar The Last Airbender come out.
You take Demon Slayer, I'll take Avatar The Last Airbender.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Good night. We'll see you. But yeah, hi everyone. Anyone who's joining, we got two cameras going, quite the sophisticated setup. But welcome to Nerd Institute. Today we're doing something a little different. I think we mentioned for anyone who joined in our last discussion. Thank you to those of you who joined, by the way.
Laura joined.
What's up, Laura?
Hey, Laura.
So we're trying, let's wave back at her digitally. Here we go. Click that wave button. Just imagine a whole arena of people did the wave at you, Laura. That's funny because she was the last person to join on the last one. And she's the first. She's like, I'm not missing it next time.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But we talked loosely about we're kind of changing our overall structure. That's part of what today's going to be is like we haven't reintroduced ourselves in a while. We hardly did like two episodes the entirety of last year, I believe.
Yeah, something like
and,
that.
And it was a combination of like you were finishing school and it was a crazy time for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. Also, I think it was kind of a good year to take off all the speculation game for the MCU and the DCEU falling apart and Star Wars not really living up to
anything
its potential. So I felt like a lot of last year was just kind of letting the dust settle. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just felt right to me.
Yeah.
It was like, cause we used to like be hanging on every little word of every announcement that was coming out. And at the time Marvel was much more sticking to all their announcements.
Yeah.
Not so much in the last couple of years.
No. And the other thing is that like we started, or at least me, I started out as like, Marvel.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that's starting to like settle a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because of how much Marvel content we were getting over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's definitely a numbers game, right? So you put out a lot, you could get, you know, a lot more people involved or excited about your content.
Yeah.
But if they're not all great or up to a standard that you've already set, because we were talking about this the other day. In regards to Marvel, and why they're such like a decline, it's hard when you come off of such a massive high.
Success, yeah.
Like
I think about this all the time. I was thinking about this with because I finally watched Disney's Wish,
mm-hmm.
and I think in a lot of ways, people that run a long string of success. Are their own worst enemy. Because, like, if Marvel had, like, kind of phoned it in for the entire first three phases, no one would even really care that the movies have been mediocre. I don't know if not caring, but definitely not as much.
No.
The last couple phases. But because everything from Iron Man to Endgame was just, like, this cohesive, general, like, anomalies in filmmaking that we'd never seen before. We'd never seen so many string of hits that are all tied together to tell one big story that concluded.
Yeah.
Sorry. I cut you off.
No, you're like, so there's stinkers in the last, like before Endgame, of course we get that. But like you said, there's a lot of hits.
Yeah.
And so coming off the high of such a great, like, one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. I see that she couldn't miss it again.
Can't miss.
coming off a high off like one of the greatest superhero movies of all time.
Yeah.
Is a hard thing to overcome.
Yeah.
Because, like, where do we go to next? Like, what's next? Like, comic book fans are like, yeah, like, I can't wait because there's so many other stories, so many great stories to tell.
Yeah.
But getting there took, how many movies did it take from Iron Man to Endgame?
I believe it was somewhere around 20. Was it 22 when Endgame was, or was 22 the movies after Endgame? I think it was around 20 Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, when did Iron Man 1 come out? Was that, like, 2000?
It was 2008.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, 20 movies from 2008 to, like, what, 2018 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in that, like, infancy phase, I think, in Marvel.
Andy, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Welcome. I'm going to digitally wave to this.
Hey, guy. He also said 2008. So we're in that, like, infancy phase, I think, in Marvel again, where we don't know where it's going, but the difference between now and Iron Man times is that we had no idea that they were fleshing out this world to create something like immersive and big. But now we know that. And so we're looking for the connective tissue at this point between the two. And it's not really making a lot of sense just because of how convoluted things are. So, I mean, it is to some people. But, like, you know, for the common people, it's not.
That's very true. Because I've heard critics talk about this recently where, like, I feel like you could watch Avengers without seeing Iron Man, without seeing Captain America, without seeing the Edward Norton Hulk, without seeing the first Thor. And you can still watch that, totally understand the characters and their relationships to each other, and fully appreciate the story. They did a really good job, like, doing the legwork to bring in the new people. I don't know that that's happening these days. I feel like if you go to see the Marvels...
Just get to the point and say that Marvel died with RDJ.
I'm still a believer.
I mean...
I'm still a believer.
But also, there's water in this cup. Just FYI. I just wanted to throw that out there that I'm not holding it.
So we were playing Pong right before. but yeah, all that to say... I think if I could wrap a bow on where this conversation started and tie it into the purpose for this particular episode, we have rethought what Nerd Institute is. It's not too drastically different, but we're thinking, like, do we just want to talk about comic book movies? Do we just want to talk about, you know, big franchise stuff? Because I've felt in the last couple years that is part of why we decided not to do episodes, because I'm like, I don't really enjoy just talking about how frustrated I am with the state of things. I'd rather talk about the things I enjoy watching, and that doesn't always happen to be the superhero genre stuff that we are huge fanboys of.
That's true.
So I think in general, Nerd Institute, we are wanting to steer a little more towards, we just want to be critics of whatever we watch, and I think between the two of us we watch quite a bit. This month already you've watched like 5 movies or something like that.
I've watched Wonka, I've watched Color Purple, I've watched Book of Clarence, I've watched Madam Web,
which we unfortunately probably won't be talking about today, but at the end of the month when we review everything we've done in February, that you can look forward to a pretty substantial bashing.
Yikes. And then tomorrow I watch Demon Slayer. So
And I'll take. I don't know if they're releasing all episodes of the live action Avatar on.
I think
Netflix.
They are.
I would. That would be awesome if I could just go home
and binge it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is it a Thursday release? The 22nd.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That would be a cool Thursday night.
There you go.
Is anyone else excited about the live action Avatar The Last Airbender?
Oh, yeah. I saw Argyle.
Oh, you saw Argyle.
I did see Argyle.
She's in the other room correcting
you. Argyle.
So, yeah. So, I did have a loose sort of agenda. I kind of wanted to surprise you and see. I don't know how much. It's kind of a lame surprise.
Boom, boom, boom.
But because we've been rethinking things, I kind of did a loose, like, here's where I think Nerd Institute is. This is what I think like our sort of values are.
Mm.
I just wanted to throw them out there.
Okay.
I have a feeling you're not going to agree with all of them. So let's hash it out. All
right, let's do it.
You're still hopeful, Andy? Are you really? Okay.
Oh, Laura wants to see Argyle.
I've heard mixed things about it. I don't know that I'm going to go out to have that be one of my theatrical release movies this month.
Yes, ma'am.
But, although I don't feel like there are many movies coming out this month that I'm super jazzed about. So
Yeah.
Maybe that will be one I'll do towards the end.
We are going to D23 this year.
Yes.
It will be official once we buy tickets. But yes, we are. The hotel's booked. Airline's booked. So. Yes. Anyway, we're going to Disneyland.
I don't know what they'll be announcing, but hopefully we get to visit Avengers Campus. I haven't been there.
Oh, we definitely will.
So that'll be sick, if nothing else. I really don't know what to expect from the movie announcement panel, since there's like, after the writers and actors strike, there's hardly anything that have been produced enough to like have trailers for. But I don't know, by August, that may be different.
Yeah, that's probably going to be different. Yeah. So, yes, we will. We'll be going to that, and yeah. Nerd Institute will finally.
Andy is. You are always the surprise, Andy. Lots more chatter on this Instagram live than last time.
There you go,
dude. This is like my dream.
I'm digging it.
You know what's so funny?
What?
We were like chasing this, trying to like pre-record, but then like put it out on Instagram the several years leading up to this.
Yep.
Because I wanted people to like engage and like tell us what they were watching,
and no one would say anything
and no one would reply to any of my Insta story posts, so I guess this is what we should have been doing all along.
Avengers Campus is small.
I have a funny story. So Andrew,
oh, small. Yes, it is. Is that what you said? Oh, small.
Or small. I think he's saying small.
Or is that what that says small? Or I was thinking maybe he's saying an acronym that the kids are using now. There it is. Small.
He wrote it the same way twice.
The street use.
Okay. So Andy and I, for those of you who don't know too, we are Disney aficionados. Well, I don't know. That makes it sound like we're fans.
Yeah.
We kind of work for the mouse. So we have a little insight when it comes to that. Not anything we can ever really talk about if it's big news, but Andy and I did work on a project that was going to be a part of the Avengers Campus, and it was like this really exciting thing. It's like a dream come true for me as like a kid who like grew up imagining like being a comic book artist and story writer and stuff like that. Literally like a dream come true. They invited us to like go out and have this experience for Avengers Campus because me and Andy were working on it. And then the whole thing fell. It was literally like the week Disney shut down and I got furloughed from Disney. I was fired for a day. It was wild. So I went from like, this is awesome to like, no, not so much, but it's all worked out. I'm super happy. But ever since I've wanted to get out to California. I've never been to California. I wanted to get out there and see how small it is.
Small.
S-M-O-L, apparently.
Small.
But yeah, so on the agenda for today, we're definitely going to be talking. I had a brief MegaCon experience, and there was some news that came out of there, although I feel like a million things have happened since MegaCon Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You got Apple Vision Pros, which I just got like a small tutorial on that from Eric, and it literally is like, if you've seen tutorials, I don't know, for those of you who have Oculuses, they might be like, oh yeah, this is old news. But it was the first time having something that high-tech experience for me.
Even Oculus. Oculus feels cartoonish.
Really?
Yeah. Like, because your hands are literally cartoons. But in the Apple Vision Pro, when you're looking at your hands, you're looking at your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see my tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see your ring on your finger. Like, you can see your actual hands and your environment around you.
It's wild.
On the Oculus, it's like cartoon hands, and then you have controllers that you have to poke around, where this is focusing on your eyes. Although Mark Zuckerberg did do a review of the Apple Vision Pro.
Bro, did you see that thing I posted the other day of Mark Zuckerberg at the UFC fight?
And then it looked like he was trying to take something.
He kept like reaching his hand out because the guy was like handing things out and he kept being like acting like he wasn't reaching
for it. Guy's weird. The guy is weird.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, don't be mean to him.
I'm trying not to be, but he's a weird dude. Like, I understand tech dudes are weird, but that guy is like on another level of weird.
I'm still so surprised they had him do the announcement stuff for Meta. Because to me, it was like, is this supposed to make me want to use Meta? This guy can't even like, he literally, like, people joke that he's like some sort of alien lizard race. And I would not be surprised. Like, the guy just does not. He has like no
dragon. I don't do that tongue thing. That's all I thought about when you said lizard.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch the whole Meta presentation now in your Apple Vision Pros. Just...
Oh wow,
he's playing poker with a fish.
He's a lizard.
Okay.
We are also, just shameless plug, we're working on creating a shop and putting up different merchandise. We are currently working on that, and we were working on that before we started this. So I am going to just double check on that, so that way nothing is crazy. But shameless plug, keep an eye out for some Nerd Institute stuff, and I'll be right back.
Maybe I'll talk about this stuff while you're gone silently agree to the new values of Nerd Institute.
It sounds amazing.
Sounds spicy. Yeah, go make sure your garage isn't burning down. Did you guys know Eric has like literally 3 HD 3D printers and like a laser cutter, like a high tech heat laser engraver cutter thing that does like every sort of material imaginable? He literally has like a whole warehouse set up here. It's insane. But essentially that will be the foundation of the shop that we're opening up. I also have a silkscreen press at my house. And I'm trying to start getting some original artwork and printed good stuff going. So if you guys know like Ryan Putnam, a lot of my style is kind of similar to that. He's one of my favorite designers. If you're not going to buy art from me, go buy some Ryan Putnam stuff. He's amazing. But it's similar to that. It's sort of like hand-printed silkscreen, but it's done through Rizzo prints. If you're not familiar with that, it's just like a really nice like paper print that just has like beautiful color. I don't know which camera to look at.
Both of them?
I guess I should look at Instagram Live since you guys are joining live. So I apologize if you're watching us afterwards. So
I'm back
just in time for the values. Ooh, this is pretty. I'm going to tag Funk in this.
Yeah.
But this is a logo I made for a skate shop, and we're doing some tests. And this is a logo I did for coffee shop.
Quigley.
It looks like wood, but
it's not. It's actually acrylic.
It's engraved, and you can kind of peel this wood texture off, and it's really shiny. So, lots of cool stuff coming.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to him all the equipment you had, and I realized I only had the names for like two of the machines. So,
yeah.
X Tool,
Elegoo.
Thanks, Andrew. Oh, I saw you about that.
Oh, we appreciate you.
I'm looking at you, boy. That was weird. I felt weird immediately.
As soon as it came out, you're like,
Suck that back. Right. Let's not say that either. Okay.
Hey, yo.
Okay, so I'm just going to read through these because enough preamble.
Mm-hmm.
Number one value, We always acknowledge the new person in the room. So this is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think month to month, we always want to, like, at the end of the month, we talk about everything we watched over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also, like, from like a conceptual standpoint and a literal standpoint, I want to take the time to welcome the new people that are joining. I want to be more engaged with this type of stuff where there's actually people conversing with us. I kind of hate the idea that we're, I just don't really like talking to Eric. I'd rather be talking to you. But no, I always want to acknowledge new people in the room.
Mm.
And from like a conceptual standpoint, I always want to make sure that people that maybe not, that don't have the same level of knowledge as us about the franchise stuff that we are, like if you haven't watched the last 10 films, but you're trying to like watch Loki this season 2 and you're like, what is happening? Like we can be like, oh, you need to watch Thor 1, 2, and 3, probably Avengers 1, and then Loki, and you know, we can kind of help you, like help guide you guys. So
navigate.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, oh, so I started saying end of the month, we're going to talk about everything we watched the previous month.
Yep.
Mid-month, which is what we're doing right now, even though this is a little past mid. This is more of just like, we're not necessarily doing reviews, but we're just talking shop. Like I call this sort of episode an open house. So this is much more the forum for like talking more long form about questions you guys want to talk about. And then just general stuff that we're thinking and trying to do as Nerd Institute. So, but before you watch those movies, you need to understand the history of Earth.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And how Earth came to be. But we won't get into that today.
So you see molten hot magma.
Hmm. There was a thing.
Forms at the Earth's core.
What was, how did the Big Bang, the
just theme sing song the whole, yeah. Big Bang. Okay. So, being mindful of informing listeners on what they may need to watch in order to understand new content. That's pretty much what I said in a much longer way. I'm just going to stick to the script here.
There we go.
Value number 2. We're known for what we love. And this is where I feel like we may differ, because okay, I don't know if this is your same feeling. Mm. But we're known for what we love more than what we hate. And then I wrote in parentheses, maybe that's just me, LOL.
He actually
because
did.
I don't want to be another. I feel like there's just a million YouTubers and people out there, and no offense, some people like have hilarious content bashing stuff, and make no mistake, like if we don't like something, like we're gonna make fun of Madam Web at the end of this month. It's gonna happen. But like I just don't want all of our content to be talking about, like at the end of the day, if I find something unenjoyable, I'd rather just say like, yeah, it wasn't for me. I'd rather talk about something I actually enjoyed this month. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Well, the reason I said that is sometimes I feel like you relish.
I relish.
Your hatred for things.
Yes. Because, well, yes and no. Sometimes like Madam Web, it feels like a little punching down a bit because like it has to know that it's bad. Right.
So that's a good point. And I think to an extent, I felt like Madam Web is actually more enjoyable than a movie like The Marvels, even though The Marvels is a better overall movie because it like transcends what it was supposed to be and becomes funny for all the wrong reasons. I feel like I could have gone in there with you and like a group of people that weren't taking it seriously and been laughing the whole time.
Mean, we were laughing.
We were laughing, but we were like stifling it because our room was kind of serious.
Yeah, I don't understand
which
why.
Which was weird. It was a weird
vibe.
There's
a weird energy and a weird vibe in there. Like people were going with like full-blown suits. So the Marvels finally didn't think it deserved. I rewatched the Marvels.
Yeah.
I rewatched it.
I'm not saying, so it's not my favorite movie.
Did we review it?
Yeah, we loosely reviewed it, yeah.
Okay.
When we did like the catch up.
I think I said that I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of take it back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually it wasn't as bad as I think people, including myself, made it out to be.
What's the opposite of rose colored glasses?
Maybe it's because I saw Madam Web.
I have a theory. Did I talk to you about this?
Like everything's Oscar worthy.
Everything you watch the day after Madam Web is suddenly like the most amazing thing you've ever seen.
Batman versus Superman. That's Oscar yeah. nominated. Fantastic Four. Oscar.
Yeah.
No. But I also like I watched it and I was like, oh, this wasn't as bad. I think my issue with the film was that I went in with expectations to like, oh, okay, like this is going to be this type of movie, like Marvel expectations. But if I go back to my Iron Man expectations, the Marvels was a good film.
Yeah,
it had weird parts.
It's definitely not my, it's not near my top MCU stuff, but I don't think it was as bad as some people. Like, I was trying to think of an analogy for whatever the opposite of rose colored glasses are, because I feel like Marvel and Disney in general right now just have this stigma of like people want to find the flaws in everything that's coming out.
Yeah, it's like the Patriots, right?
Yeah,
you're a dynasty that and everyone sense. Hates you because you're good and you're the best. And now it's Kansas City, but like,
someone's so mad right now.
I know what, but like now you
not
know
my president.
Yeah, exactly. but like Marvel has been winning for so long against DC. That's like, oh, okay, you've set this high precedence for yourself. You got me saying president. now everyone's like picking and nitpicking and scrutinizing and doing different things.
And he enjoyed the Marvels.
There you go.
I really like individual elements of it, but I think we talked about this. The main problem is that I felt like there wasn't like a cohesive reason.
The relationship
that felt to bring them all together. And then I felt like the third act was like a DC, like CGI.
That's a weak superhero third act, I think.
Yeah.
But I had someone actually from work come to me and say, she was saying basically that she, and this is disheartening to hear, because it's like, I don't know. And I'll open it up to the chat if you think this way too, but the Marvels got all that hate because of an all-female cast.
I'm sure that's part of some reasons, some people's dislike of it. Yeah,
because and she was also saying like Madame Web might be the same thing because it's an all-female cast. I don't think Madame Web has anything to do with the actresses. I think they did what they came to do. I think it's the writing and a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. But the Marvels, I don't think it was a bad film, and maybe that is why, you know, people were like, eh, because people were up in arms in regards to, what was it, Endgame, when they were like, oh, Disney or Marvel's pushing some agenda in regards to, like, women and inclusion.
I think the biggest bone I had to pick, and I was trying to avoid this because I felt like it was a bias, the biggest bone I had to pick with the Marvels was the misleading advertising for it, where they made it seem like I'm calling in a friend, and they show the Bifrost Bridge broadcasting to her ship, and it's literally she's in the movie for like 3 seconds. It had nothing to do with the plot of the film. And then also in the trailer, they were calling back to like Thanos's unfinished work, and there was like a scene where Thanos was talking about someone picking up his mantle and carrying on what he started or whatever, which was not in the movies. So everyone thought like, oh, this is like this Kree villain must be some sort of fifth Black Order Thanos Legion leader or something like that.
Yeah.
There was just, sometimes I think I'm my own worst enemy, so I try to avoid asserting that bias on my critiques. But I was like in the movie like pissed. I was like, I can't believe they put that Bifrost Bridge thing, because I was like,
yeah, you came out steaming.
That specifically, that's like, it's just it's intentionally misleading, but to try to make more sales.
So is Madame Web.
No, Madame Web is just as bad.
Yeah, because they were like, oh,
well, all these spider women are going to be in the movie, literally, and they're in it for like 3 seconds.
Yeah,
and you never see them again. I have a hot take about Madame Web, but I'm going to save that for when we review.
Sorry, I didn't mean
to. No. We detrack each other all the time.
So, what was your next?
Okay. So, we're known for what we love.
Yep.
Value number three, we provide honesty in our reviews and hot takes. Display our appeal dogmatic versus pragmatic, emotional versus rational.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I think we both have tendencies towards.
Yeah, I think for movies, for sure, I'm more of a, like, if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
And you're more of like, well, let's look at what's pretty about it. Like, the movie was pretty. I'm like, was it, though? Like, it has muted colors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that. That makes sense. But I think that's what makes us different from, I mean, I guess there's other YouTubers and critics out there that have the same dynamic, but.
I think also the ways that I've grown doing this with you over the last few years, I think when I first started, I mean, I'm a very generally optimistic person.
Yeah.
There's very few movies that I'll give like a 0 to or a 1, which is why I think Madame Web is such an anomaly. It's almost like I said, I want to give it like a 1 or a 0, but in another way, I found it incredibly entertaining for like reasons that they would never want to know. But but all that to say, I think when we first started, I was very much like, it's hard for me to be honest because I'm a peacekeeper. Mm-hmm. I never want people to know that. We got a thumbs up.
Hey, you love it.
However that happened, I'm happy about it. But yeah, I think I've learned, you know, how to be honest, but also like not necessarily lie about my or I guess that is honesty, but how to truly be honest about my opinions while maintaining my optimism, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And I
can't tell if you're being sarcastic, Andy. Proud of you guys. I'm just reading that as sarcasm. Maybe it's not intended that way.
He said, I thought Bifrost was promised beef roast. Hey, Allison.
Oh, hey. What's up, Allison? We were just watching a video of you, Allison, dancing in the office with Eric. Did Andy send that to you?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So. What a coincidence. We're all in the same place. Andy, you got to send that video to both of them. Value number 3. Let's just keep on moving.
All right.
We don't break news.
Is this 3 or 4?
4. We don't break news. Thank you.
Keeping him on track.
This is why I need you here. So this is more just like, I think too, this is something we used to do. We used to like kind of chase down like, oh, there's these rumors in the ether. Let's talk about them as if they're fact.
Yeah.
Until I hear it from the horse's mouth, especially like big comic book news, or we see a trailer or something, unless Kevin Feige says it or it happens at an official like movie presentation or panel, I don't want to waste time talking about it. Like, I think a good example is, I remember when the third Tom Holland Spider-Man movie was coming out. We heard these rumors that they were going to be bringing back Tobey Maguire. And I was literally like, they're saying it's not happening. I'm not going to believe it. So I didn't even like, we talked about it here and there, but like, I didn't want to waste time talking about something that there's so many rumors. I feel like just the sheer volume of rumors, it's literally like throwing spaghetti at the wall. That one happened to be right.
Yeah.
But for every one of those that ends up being right, there's probably like 1,000 literally that are just nonsense. So
I'm gonna score you again.
Okay.
Was that the best Spider-Man movie of all time?
The third Tom Holland one?
Yep.
Are we counting
Into Spider-Verse? We are.
I don't know. It's close. I personally, there's a few in the running because I think the second Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's really good.
Yep.
I really like the first two. I watched the Far From Home on my birthday in like a private screening theater because that was like Megan asked me what I would want to watch, and
yeah,
that was the one I picked. I just love that movie so much. Hmm. That was before the third one came out. That's hard to say, man. I think you get it to a certain level where I talk about this a lot too, but you get to a certain level where you can't be better. You can only be different.
Mm.
To me, like, Across the Spider-Verse and this are pretty equal.
Mm.
But for different reasons. Like some one is better than the other in this way, one is better than the other in that way.
And that's the logic coming out of him.
That's the part of me that makes it impossible to answer yes or no questions.
And so if he asks me, it's like, how do I feel? I like this one better. But so
dogmatic,
pragmatic. There you go. Just to give you an example.
Check your Slack message, Eric. Oh, you don't check Slack, do you?
Yeah, what's Slack? You mean I have Teams? A Slack? You mean Microsoft Teams?
Oh, man.
Yikes.
That's hilarious.
I know you guys hate Microsoft Teams.
Okay. Yeah, we don't talk Jossie Gossie. We don't talk Scoops. Juicy Goosey. None of that stuff.
We don't talk Jossie Gossie.
Scoops, none of that stuff. We don't break exclusives.
Nah.
Because honestly, if we know anything from our Disney side, we can't talk about it anyways.
Nope.
And I'm not really interested in talking about stuff that isn't announced in major news outlets.
Yeah.
Mm. Someone has joined. What's up, Studio City? Is that Eddie? I'm trying to remember who that is. If it's Eddie, what's up, Eddie?
Ed and Eddie.
Okay. Rule number three. I'm just kidding. Or value number five now we're on.
Yep.
We talk spoilers generally. So that's going to be a little harder to do with Instagram Lives, I realized. I realized this last week when we do our reviews.
Dude.
I feel like we're going to have to constantly be being like, we're talking spoilers right now.
Because someone's coming in.
Yeah. And they might, I wish there was a way to just put a button up that says we're talking spoilers.
Well, we could just put it in the description when we're, we're scheduling it, saying, hey, we're going live.
I would just hate for someone to join while we're doing an Instagram Live and we're in the middle of spoiling something
that they want to see.
Yeah, they definitely don't want. So we'll play it as well as we can. But generally speaking, like I used to think like we should try to do spoiler content and non-spoiler. We're a spoiler talking organization institution.
And most of those spoilers will probably happen at the end of the month. So. Yeah. It gives you the whole month to watch the movie that you want to watch, at least. And if you haven't watched it by then that's your fault.
That's true. End of the month. So we might give a little more leeway to things that come out towards the very end of a month. Mm-hmm. Like we might review that a little later give our non-spoiler thoughts at the end of a month and then spoiler thoughts later on. But yeah, I think that's a good call.
Yep. So.
But that's it for values.
Wow.
Crazy. Do you feel on the same page with me?
No, I feel like we're on the
same page. There might be more to come on that, but those are just general thoughts, ways that I feel like we've refined our craft over the last couple
spoiler
of years.
Spoiler-based podcast. That's what we should name ourselves. Spoiler-based.
Spoiler Institute. I think we considered that at one point.
Yeah. We should go over I have to pull them up, but we should go over the names that we were.
I know Nerd Academy, we literally like did the logo for and everything, and then realized there was another podcast named Nerd Academy.
I hope they're not doing
it. Well. I remember when it happened, it ticked me off, and I had a really hard time thinking of us as Nerd Institute, but now it's...
Now it's just rolled off the past. Nerd Institute.
Nerd Institute.
Nerd Institute.
Nerd Institute.
Nerd Institute.
Nerd Institute. They can't hear the
ASMR on Instagram Live. Now you have to listen.
You had to be there.
Now you have to listen to the podcast.
Oh no, with ads.
Speaking of ads, no.
Listen to this ad from our sponsor.
And as we go like this, and it like swipes. And this. What was that quiz game?
What quiz game?
That live quiz game. You remember?
What was it on?
It was on like TikTok. No, Instagram, something like that. Hey, Kayla, what's going on? It's a party now.
Wave. There we go.
Kayla, do you remember? Does anyone remember what the...
Nerd Legion would be nice.
What the more people to quiz name was? Quiznos? No, that's pizza.
With the weird commercials.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you're going to say it and they'll be like, oh, that's what you're talking about.
The trivia one, and you can win money.
And like, it was on like social media?
Yeah, and everyone was going crazy. It wasn't on social media. It was on a specific app.
Oh.
And then everyone jumped on the train and then it stopped because there wasn't like
Quizzle?
I think so. Maybe. It had a host.
That's over my head. That's above my pay grade.
You didn't do it?
I don't think so.
Where like it was like hard questions, and every time you answered a question, you would get money. Huh. But well, kind of. You would add it would there's a pot, and you would like you'd see like 10,000 people dropped off because they didn't answer the question right.
Oh wow! And so then, you just got kicked off if you didn't answer it right?
Yeah, you stop. Oh, so it's nice. 10 questions. Yeah, and they progressively get harder. And I think you would split whatever the pot is, so like people were getting like 5.
Sounds like,
but it was like game, thousands of dollars though. It wasn't a. It's like MoviePass where it wasn't a. Yes, HQ. That's it. You don't remember HQ?
Nope. How old was this?
Like 5 years ago.
So pre-pandemic. No, I really don't.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It seems like that's like right up your alley.
I don't know. Oh, speaking of which, I haven't told you this either, but we might be. I did tell you this. We might be trying to do trivia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know where yet, but live trivia someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good idea where, but I'm still trying to work out the details.
We're working it out. So keep an ear and an eye out.
Yeah. Ear to the ground, eye to the sky.
There you go.
Yeah.
And going back to some other things that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So I'm done with values.
Yeah.
The only other things I wrote down were Apple Vision Pros and MegaCon.
You know what? I was just about to talk about Apple Vision Pro.
What a segue. What if we were sponsored by Segway and we rolled off? Speaking of Segway.
You got to go that way. I go this way.
Ready?
Go. 1, 2, 3. Ooh.
Wait, come back.
Yeah.
Is this how you ride one? Like,
I think, don't you? No, that's, what's that thing?
Andy liked that one.
Ooh. It's like ooze. It just rolls up. Ooze.
You like that?
So Apple Vision Pro. What were your thoughts?
Honestly, I told you this. I still, it's kind of weird. It reminds me of when you I'm trying to think of something to even compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's disorienting.
In a good way?
In a great way, I think, but I couldn't help thinking while it was happening that this technology in the wrong hands could be awful for humanity because it's literally like being plugged into the Matrix.
Because
you called me when you first got these.
Yep.
And you shared screen and you were kind of doing the dinosaur experience looking around. And that was even cool. Mm-hmm. Like for me and Jude.
Yeah,
watching you do it, but you really don't get a full sense of the immersiveness of it till you actually try it. It still is blowing me away. I just did it like an hour ago, and it was incredible.
So you were saying that you can see why it's so expensive. I think that's one of the biggest things of the negatives in regards to Apple Vision Pro is that it is pretty costly. When you have like the Meta Quest, which is a fraction of the price.
Mm-hmm.
So have you tried the Quest before?
No, this is the first like real AR. Like I've seen Oculus before,
mm-hmm.
but I've never even tried them on. So mm-hmm. this is brand new information.
So you haven't tried Quest before, so this is like your first like VR experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can you join Instagram?
I don't know. Let's
I can see. Send you an invite.
Yeah, send me an invite.
All right, we'll see if we can make this happen. But keep talking. What were you talking about?
So like, what was the best part of your experience on the Apple Vision Pro?
Oh, I am very close to the camera here. My favorite part is there's like cinematic modes that kind of stuff is cool. You feel like Tony Stark, you can like grab stuff. The craziest thing about the overall experience, I think, is the way that the relationship between where you're looking and how you're controlling the experience. Cause it's like reading your eye movement and then you just select with your hand. You don't have to be like that. You don't have to reach out. It's like reading where your eyes are looking. So it's almost like you're touching things with your eyes in a weird way.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see the pass through, I don't think. All right.
So wait, do you have Instagram on there?
No, I don't think I
can. Okay, well, we'll try that next time. We're not going to go for that this time.
But
the biggest thing was the environments. Because you can literally, like, go into Avengers Tower or Tatooine, and it's, like, as real as this.
Yeah.
It's like Mysterio technology in real life, only you're putting the technology on your head.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. It's there's no lag.
No.
Which I found even more disorienting from reality.
Yeah. The cool thing that I would say about the Vision Pro, there's a lot of cool things. What is to potentially...
Yeah, sorry, that was weird, Andy, touching things with my eyes. But that is the best way I could think to put it. Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Because the first time that he put it on, right, he was doing one of these. And I was like, no, you just put your hand down by your side and you could just tap your fingers. And he was like, whoa, you know what I mean? not in that sense, not that dramatic, but he was pretty impressed. But, like, it's definitely a first-gen product, I would say that. It's not without its flaws. So I'm excited to see what the potential of this type of device is in the future. Because the MetaQuest, so again, going back to one of your goals?
Oh yeah, values, I think is what I was calling it.
We love what we
talk about what we love.
Talk about what we love. And what I love, besides a good movie, is technology.
We're known for what we love.
Sorry. There we go.
Yeah.
We're known for what we love. And what I love is technology. And Ethan can attest to that. I will try out a lot of different tech or different hobbies. And so Apple Vision Pro, I've had a Quest before. And as I said, it's more cartoonish where it's like you're pointing at things with your, like, with controllers. And it's cool, but I personally get a little motion sickness when using it.
I kind of see your eyes through it when you're looking.
Yeah, you haven't seen the pass through.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's so cool. Hopefully they get this to, like, where it looked like it on the thing. But if I blink, so I'll blink right now.
Yeah, I see you blinking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But
you know what else? When you're wearing it, you think, like, I've seen videos of people wearing it down the street, and you think, like, what is this idiot doing? I mean, I still kind of think
that. Yeah.
But you think, like, they have no periphery. But because when it's showing you the real world, it's showing you through, like, multiple cameras. So it actually has a good amount of peripheral vision.
Yeah.
More than you would expect it to, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, hold on, let me do this, actually, because this will probably be cool. But, and maybe we can share this later.
Yeah.
But, so I will go ahead and record a 3D video on here. So that way, when I watch it back, it's like you're in the room, and, like, we can show them kind of exactly what it looks like.
Cool. Yeah, we can edit this in. Not for live, obviously. So this is, unfortunately, going to be very boring for those of you joining live.
Yeah, but as I was saying, this definitely is a first generation product.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's going to be one of those, like, flagship products for Apple, like the iPad, like the Mac, like the iPhone. Like the iPhone's huge now, but, like, when it first came out, it was like, why would you want an Apple phone, right?
Yeah,
when you had, like, Razors, you had Sidekicks, but now it's like the phone to have. And if you put a green bubble in my chat, yuck, right?
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Malik.
Disgusting. Kayla. No, I'm just playing. We love you.
Oh no, Kayla. Don't diss her. She's one of the few.
But as I was saying,
Laura said she can't wait to try it, by the way. So you need to give her a demo.
There you go. But there's a lot of cool things within the headset, like you said, that are amazing and kind of groundbreaking. Videos being one of them. and then emergent in AI as a whole, because with the Quest, it's more, and I can only speak to the old Quest, it's more along the lines of like a VR headset, but this is more of like an AR headset where it's interacting with the world around you. And so like when you're clicking on a app, it kind of gives a shadowy look. When it, I didn't have you do this, but if you leave, so the other day I was listening to Nat King Cole because I'm an old soul. And so I had it while I was like cleaning and doing different things. And I forgot that it was there. And then I went outside and I was like, and I took off the Apple Vision Pro and I was doing things outside. Mm-hmm. And I put it back on and I started watching a movie. And then it got dark, went back inside. Nat King Cole was still where I left him, in the room.
In the room that you left him?
In the room and in the
Nat King Cole himself?
Nat King Cole himself.
Wow.
But no, the window was still there. And I had no idea. So it's pretty crazy. The downside's price. And that it is made of, even though it, like, glass and metal are like very premium type products, it definitely feels very premium. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you felt that way.
It's like no thing. Like, I think when you put it on, you expect, like, especially when you're in the environments, you expect to see pixels or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's literally like being on the planet. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's scary. I think my reservations with it is that it's almost just as scary as it is impressive, which is where the disorientation comes for me.
Yeah.
Some people might try this on and just be like, my initial reaction is just to be blown away, but I'm also like, what if this was forced on my eyes and I like couldn't distinguish reality from, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, because of those premium products, the weight of it definitely. So the band that I gave you, distributes a weight a little bit more evenly, especially for longer periods of time.
Yeah.
The other band looks nicer. And it's kind of cool the way that they have it set up, but again, you'll feel the weight after like maybe 15-20 minutes. So, but yeah,
nice.
Anything else you want to talk about the Apple Vision Pro?
I think we should try to get Instagram on this thing for next time so that we can join you in.
That's the other thing. So they're still working on apps for the Apple Vision Pro, and slowly they're starting to bring things in. So Max is on there. Where you can, I didn't have you try that, but one of the environments for Max is the throne room.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's dope. And then you have Disney Plus, which is what you talked about.
That was awesome.
You have Avengers.
I literally felt like there's like little MacGuffins everywhere. There's like a section where it looks like you could reach out and grab Tony's helmet with like Mjolnir and Cap's shield. And then over here on like a side table is like Kamoyo beads from Wakanda.
Yep.
And those literally look like they're on the table right next to you. And I was like, I literally tried to grab them. I was like, that's not real, is it?
And they said there's boxes there. You was touching the boxes.
It'd be funny if you happened to place beads
right there. You're gonna be like, but yeah. So and then you didn't try Monsters Inc. though. And then my favorite of all of those was the like Disney Theater, which I don't think you tried either.
Nope.
But yeah, it's like an actual movie theater, not like the cinema that I had you in, but like you can see the seats, you can hear people behind you talking and chattering, and then when the movie goes, everything dims. There's like a glass dome on
this
the ceiling.
This is real right now.
This is a thumbnail.
or this. Can we get a segue experience on this?
That would be it. Great. You can put a whole race car, like a life-size race car, and walk around it and like interact with it. Wow. So pretty cool.
Yeah,
definitely worth it. I would say if you are a tech enthusiast, it is worth it. Just to try out at least go to the Apple store and try these out. Florida Mall is kind of crazy, so maybe not there, but maybe the Millennium Mall.
There's an Apple store at Altamont Mall as well.
There you go. But yeah, it's definitely one of the coolest things and most innovative things that Apple has come out with since, I think, the iPhone.
You know what I thought about with this? Have you seen the Imagineering video recently of the floor they invented that shifts under your feet?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that as like an interactive component with an experience where you're walking in an environment, but you're not really moving in real space, but you're able to explore
the
VR environment.
Back to reality. Yuck. Ugh.
Oh, there goes gravity.
Did you ever do the, and I'm assuming it's a no, the Star Wars thing at Disney Springs, the VR?
No, I heard about it. I never did it myself.
Really?
I was too poor at the time.
Oh.
I was but a meager project hire.
they had it so that you were actually walking around and you were shooting and you were doing different things and you were like interacting with the room.
Oh, cool.
But you were like attached to a bunch of wires though. So
I remember hearing it. You know what's fun about this packaging? It literally, it feels like you're being given a futuristic egg. Like, zip it up and show them.
Yeah.
For the people, please. What's in this guy?
So that's all the accessories.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, and then this is the travel case, which I would say is a must-have. It is $200, though.
Are we boring you yet? There you go.
Thank you.
Incredible 2 vibe with that thought. Which thought? Sorry. We need to find a better way to maintain the chat while we're doing Instagram Live. Looks like you have a lot of people interested in giving a demo too. So.
Yeah, it looks like that.
We could try to do thirds. I was actually thinking about, because I know we've had him on the podcast in the past, Chris Rosario, had very strong feelings about Madam Web. But we're not talking Madam Web today, and also I'm pretty sure at home dying of illness. So...
Yikes.
Our hearts go out to the Rosario family. But yeah, the only other thing I had on the agenda, which another thing I think I didn't write, was like if we wanted to talk about any of the Super Bowl commercials or any of the ads for things that have come out recently. Deadpool, and then I did go to MegaCon. I don't really have much to say about MegaCon. I had a good time, but I also only went Sunday, and it was just to do booths. And it was my son's first time going to a Comic-Con, which it's only my second time going, so I'm a little jealous of how early he had that experience, but whatever. I'm not bitter about it or anything. I'm a good dad.
I didn't bring it. I brought him, but I wasn't happy about it.
But we had a good time. Yeah. I mean, we just toured the floor, and he found all these little... He's like, bro... His happiest place in the world is Target. If he has like $10 and Target, that's like his happiest thing. Or if you take him to like CC's Pizza and give him a bag of quarters and he can go up to all the little quarter machines. Something about like little knickknacks for him is just like he wants to come home with I'm trying to not let that lead to some sort of unhealthy expectation of like everywhere he goes he gets
I need something.
But I do, it's like he wants to come home with a totem of his experience in a weird way. So in that way, I think I kept telling him like, I'm taking you to MegaCon, I'm taking you to a Comic-Con.
He was like, whatever.
He's like, Dad, I have no idea what that is. But he walked out of it being like, when is MegaCon next weekend too?
Yeah. Can we go again?
All the time. So I felt like I did good in that way. There was a few like news things. You know, they had Paul Bettany there. He he said something about
he's coming
they're,
back.
They're definitely Vision. Still pursuing Vision in the MCU. I don't know when and how that's going to manifest. But I was surprised. I feel like MegaCon's getting a little bigger and that they're trying to bring more, I don't know the right word, like more
top tier
prolific artists in and like people that are involved in movie stuff at MegaCon.
Are you saying so, that All Might is not a...
That's a good point. I should eat my words. Yeah. I feel like anime has a different... for better or worse, I feel like anime has a different sort of perception in that way. Because I don't know that like you would pull the voice of All Might up on stage and like expect him to tell you insights to the My Hero Academia universe. You know what I mean?
But he could, though.
He could, I suppose.
Because like he's the voice of... what else is he the voice of? He's the voice of Piccolo, isn't he? And Vegeta. And who else?
The little things in life for Jude. Oh, I almost just accidentally removed Andy from the chat. Sorry. Cool. But yeah, that's pretty much all from MegaCon. It was fun. I like touring the floor, seeing all the artists.
And you did not get your Eye of Agamotto?
I didn't. I was expecting a bunch of... Because the previous year, there was like every...
Marvel.
I got Mjolnir, and I came home with that, and I was like, this is my thing for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting to come back, and because I remember that year, they had like Eye of Agamotto, the Tesseract,
mm-hmm.
Power Stone, and stuff. Which I realize you can get all that stuff from Disney now, but it's kind of like a...
I can show you...
It doesn't feel as film real as the ones that I was finding at MegaCon.
I can show you where you can get those.
Okay.
It's a secret. So it's a secret. Can't tell everyone.
All right.
We
should start making them and call them like
the
cube of fate and the eye of
the
Quasimodo.
The medallion of destiny.
Yeah. Knockoff names.
Yeah. The medallion of destiny. That's going to be the next Doctor Strange movie.
A Kinder Egg. Oh, the chocolate wrapped things with figurines inside them? Or am I thinking of something else? You know what a Kinder Egg is?
Yeah, the chocolate.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's had those.
Gross stuff.
Yeah, the chocolate's nasty.
Chocolate's disgusting.
Yeah.
And the especially the ones that have the chocolate and then the white chocolate on the inside. Yeah.
I did say Quasimodo. We're coming up with knockoff names so that we could sell our own versions of...
The blue cube.
MacGuffins from the Marvel Universe.
This is the blue cube.
Oh, what's our new blue blood?
Blue blood.
That will be on our agenda for our Madam Web review. Is
I already know it.
Okay.
I already know it.
It's web in time.
It's web in time. It's gonna be you did it. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
You did it. Every time that Ethan does something good that I enjoy. And when he's bashing movies, I'm going to be like, you did it.
I don't like this already.
You did it.
I can't do that in a funny voice. I guess I can. Sorry.
You did it.
I'm lifting while listening to you all. Hey, don't apologize for lifting, Andy.
Hey, geez. Trying to get like you. They think that I am you, just the fat version.
We were joking about that today. He said he found this video, or he was looking at this video of himself or something. I was like, you mean Eric?
You know what's crazy, though? Sometimes I do see that you do, like, we do sometimes look alike. I was like, is that
me? Thank you. Is that he me? Had to be the one to say it. I get you guys confused all the time.
That's racist.
In the office, I'm like, what's Eric doing?
Yeah, what's Eric doing here? And then Andy turns around.
what was the other thing? That was it for MegaCon for me.
Okay.
What was the... Oh, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Deadpool.
The Deadpool trailer came out. Obviously, broke the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Was the... I think it's the most viewed Marvel movie trailer ever from the first trailer.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Highly
anticipated.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think it's going to be cool. Can I come sit on
No, because then I won't be able to tell you guys apart.
It's going to be like, I'll be welcome. Like... And then we're just going to go back and forth. You know, welcome to Nerd Institute.
I'll think that I'm in the Apple Vision Pro simulation.
Is this real?
But yeah, I don't know. What were the other trailers that broke on Super Bowl? There was a couple.
Twisters? Why? Why?
I don't know. You didn't even know it was a sequel.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen the first one.
It's good.
Eh. Really?
Have you seen it? You just said you haven't seen it.
I haven't, but...
Okay.
But like that's like me telling you Sharknado's good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, because I've seen Sharknado and I know it's not good. I wouldn't say Sharknado is good. How but is like, that like saying Sharknado
If you is said good? Sharknado 2 is good. Have you seen Sharknado 2?
What's the difference of the number you put at the end of it?
I don't know.
It's not the same.
You haven't seen Sharknado. Does it sound good?
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm saying Twister. I'm not saying it's like the best movie of all time, but it's a good movie.
Why?
It's a good action movie. I think, especially for its time, it was telling a story about something. I mean, what's the closest thing? Wizard of Oz? Twister?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not interesting. It doesn't seem interesting. Because it's like a natural...
They didn't like put you... It's like a real career. People chase storms and...
Why?
Because they're meteorologists and they're trying to understand storms. That's what the whole movie's about. Oh. Go watch the movie.
This is what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm a big bad twister and I'm coming to ruin your...
She agrees with me. You have to watch it.
Malik. We were just talking about you, my guy.
Well, let's wave at this wavy...
Wavy God.
Wavy God. Is it Wavy God?
Yeah. So it just sounds like, I'm a twister, and I'm a big, bad twister, and I'm coming to ruin your day. And they're like, yo, no, get out of here, twister.
I haven't watched... I will say I haven't watched it in a while.
Okay.
But I remember really liking it.
I feel like... We should do reviews of movies that we haven't seen, of what we think it's going to be. So
I think we do that a lot.
Yes. but I think when I hear the movie Twisters, the big bad twister comes into town, ruins everything.
I still really want to do a watch through
of Inhumans.
Of Inhumans.
It's so good.
With you.
And then the village people come into town with their pitchforks. And they poke the crap out of the twister.
Get out of here,
Twister.
Get
out of here, Twister.
And then I thought I told you.
Yeah.
And then the old lady comes in with the broom like a cat and says, scram.
Scram.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
I thought you said you haven't seen it.
and then at the end of the movie, like end credit scene, it shows a baby twister.
Being born.
And now we have twisters, plural.
I mean, that's one way to get a sequel.
So, how close?
What?
How close am I?
I mean, not close at all.
Yikes. We just watched it.
Twister Sisters.
Yes. Twister Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a Sister Act sequel.
Mm.
Twister Sisters. No, that's Sister.
Sister. Yep. I can't tell if that emoji is distressed or
probably a bit of both.
A little bit of both.
But yeah, Twisters.
Yep.
The Paramount Plus.
That
hilarious.
Dude, that honestly, not much has made me want to get Paramount. That is, I quote that to Megan all the time.
Throw the boy.
Like, we must throw the child. It's almost like a Bane voice.
We must throw the child.
You were born with a football-shaped head.
Is that Cree? Let me take you higher.
He just threw me higher. Gunk.
And then he's
look it up if you haven't seen it, the Paramount Plus advertisement.
He's like,
it's out of this world.
Someone was made of pigskin.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Peppa Pig. That's hilarious.
It's the perfect combination of all their properties.
Yeah. You know what was
so he lifts the playbook thing on his arm and throw says, the child. Oh man!
You know what was really really good about the Super Bowl was the I was watching like highlights from the Nickelodeon live version of the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
hilarious! Like that the fact that they had like the voices of SpongeBob and Patrick there. The way that they go yeah. and riff off of one
How
another.
How do they do that?
I have no idea. But, like, Dora comes out and was like, they just threw a flag. Offsides. Do you know how... then Boots comes out and is like, yeah, that means they're going back 5 yards. Can you see 5 yards?
I didn't see that. That's yeah. amazing. So, yeah. does that premiere on Nickelodeon?
No, it was premiere... it was on Nickelodeon the same time the Super Bowl was happening, but it was live, like the live game.
Do they do this every year?
This was the first year that they did it.
I would do that every year. I would watch that.
Yeah, it was so good. It was really good. So maybe next year, Super Bowl party with Nickelodeon. I'm looking at Kayla and Laura in the chat. But yeah, it was good.
Thoughts on the Reese's Caramel Big Cup? Yeah. Is that an ad?
I've eaten too many Reese's that I've gotten sick.
Do you like Reese's?
I've eaten too many as a child.
So you're just done.
Done.
That's probably one of my favorites.
Wow.
Yep. Yes.
Oh yeah.
25.
Patrick said, "No." SpongeBob said that to Patrick. He's like, they were kicking the field goal. He's like, "What's funny? They're 24, 25." It's so funny. I got to send it to you.
Yeah. I would watch that. I would watch every NFL game like that if they wanted to commentate.
They start yelling at someone, one of the commentators.
The Mayo.
Oh, my gosh.
The Mayo was the worst commercial?
It was.
Yeah?
Have you seen someone take a spoonful of mayo and eat it?
That's upsetting.
That's what happens? That's what happens. It's gross.
That's hard to watch.
And the fact that they're out here, the most aggravating trailer was the DoorDash one, where it was like the ad, super ad, and we ended up figuring out like the ad code and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we still didn't win. But they were giving out free mayonnaise and whatnot. Yuck. Anyway, nobody want that.
That's upsetting.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm looking up really quick what the other... Because I feel like there's movie trailers that I'm neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
Movie trailers. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. All Deadpool.
Yeah, of course.
Throw the Child. Knuckles.
Oh yeah, Knuckles looks good. That's Paramount Plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was also in the ad.
Oh, yeah. He was like, that sounds right to me. Throw the Child. Knuckles seems pretty cool. I'm excited that they're expanding the world of Sonic. Oh, and we also got, like, the teaser, like, trailer. But I think that was before the Super Bowl for Sonic 3.
Mm.
The
Wicked trailer.
Wicked. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Wicked. That's going to be good, I think. Hopefully. We'll see.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4, but I already knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm. We've already seen that trailer, though.
I feel like there's more, but I don't know. The big ones, I think we've mentioned.
Despicable.
Dune didn't come out then. Dune 2.
No.
Which I am very much looking forward to. More than you, probably.
Yeah, we'll see.
Definitely. Definitely more than you.
Have you seen Despicable Me 4, the trailer?
I saw the poster
mm-hmm.
when we were at the theater.
Not the trailer? Web.
No, I haven't. He has a baby, right?
Is it? Yep.
Yep.
Well, nailed it.
Now I've seen the trailer.
Wait a minute.
And all then right, a twister comes in.
Okay.
With a broom.
Uh-huh.
And says, get out of here, Gru, and take your minions with you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah, yeah. See? Don't leave me, baby.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, Wicked.
Yes, Wicked.
Wish they would do. Are we forgetting any movie trailers? State Farm was awesome.
Is that a movie or is that like Or were they just promoting State
Farm? They were promoting it as a movie because Arnold Schwarzenegger was a part of it.
So he's going to be, like, is it going to be an actual movie?
No, I think they were just doing that for, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because the date of the release, when they were leading up to it, was the Super Bowl.
I think they were saying that the trailer was going to come out. And they did shoot
I think it's just a trailer. To my,
what if we do get a State Farm? You know what State Farm movie we should get? Not with Arnold Schwarzenegger. We should get one with, have you seen the SNL skit with Michael B. Jordan?
I have. With Michael B. Jordan and...
And also, State Farm.
No, I don't think so.
He was like good neighbor, State Farm is there. And he's always there with the wife. And then he's like slowly taking over this guy.
I have seen that, yeah.
And the guy comes home and he was like, oh yeah, I just took out your wife and kids. And we went out to he's like, what? He's like, he's always here. Why are you so jealous of him? Yeah.
Jake from State Farm. You remember when they replaced Jake from State Farm and he used to be like, was he white? I can't remember, but they changed the character.
Did they?
Yeah.
You know,
speaking now, I remember when it happened, I was like, why'd they do that? But now I can't even remember what the original Jake looked like.
Speaking of changing characters and insurance, the Geico commercial with the caveman and him being like, oh, they're finally doing a documentary.
Yeah.
And it was all about that Geico.
Yeah.
And he like gets up and walks away.
Yeah.
Where he's like, they haven't done me in like a couple of years. Or he's having like nightmares about the fact that it was like, it's so easy a caveman can do it. That was pretty funny.
I think they did a recent commercial with the original and new Jakes. See? There's two of them.
Wow. Just like there's two, what was the guy's name in Blue's Clues?
Steve?
Yeah.
Yikes. Steve the pirate. Arr. Scurvy.
Yikes.
That's from Dodgeball. Have you seen Dodgeball?
I have.
Okay. I thought.
Twice.
I thought the reference was lost.
I don't remember it.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember it.
Gotta go back on that one, buddy.
Yikes. But yeah. So yeah. Was there anything else that happened?
I mean, there's been a few announcements. Like, we got the cast for Fantastic Four, which most of them we'd known. And for whatever reason, there's been speculation about this cast for freaking ever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the examples of what I was saying about, like, we don't break news scoops and stuff. Until it's actual news, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Marvel announced it, so now I will talk about it. But I'm glad I didn't jump at every little... you know, leak that came out because they were crazy. Speculating for literally like 8 months between like 30 different people to play Reed Richards. And
so is Pedro the new RDJ?
I think that's very premature to... He could certainly be.
You don't think he will be?
I think it's premature because he hasn't even been in a movie. So the idea that he would come in and be like one of the new leaders of the Avengers without knowing how he fits in the universe. And especially because it seems like it's set in the 60s.
Is it 60s or 80s?
It's more mid-century. So okay. I think like 60s or 70s probably.
Got it. Yeah. I think he has the potential.
Yeah. I mean, he's the right actor for that sort of role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he'd have to get frozen in whatever.
Or be lost in the quantum realm or something for
maybe
a year.
Yeah.
But you know how Scott Lang disappeared and came back like years later?
That's true. That's how he's still not aged.
I think that makes sense because
Rudd never ages though. So they could have just,
that's true.
They just led with that.
Yeah. He's suddenly playing a teenage version of himself and no one would know the difference.
Yeah. What?
Oh, and they did announce today that they are officially changing the title of Avengers Kang Dynasty. We don't know what. I assume that means we're breaking ties with the Kang character completely after the events of Loki.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I also heard, again, rumors of them recasting Kang, which I have no idea if they're true.
They were saying that they were talking about recasting him to Denzel's son.
See, that's to me, like that'd be cool, but like That was from no reputable. So when I talk about reputable,
talking outlets, from the horse's mouth,
it's either, if we're talking Marvel, it's either Kevin Feige himself or official trailers or TV spots that come out, or Comic-Con or CinemaCon conventions where they're actually the people working on the film are talking about the film. The actors working on the film are talking about the film. Variety, Deadline, Hollywood Reporter. These are all reputable places that they don't report on scoops. Like, if they are saying it, they're getting it from the studios.
Yep.
So that's what I mean.
So, but yeah.
Yeah.
We did get Fantastic Four, which is hopefully going to be good. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yep.
Hopefully we get, maybe, no. Well, I think we might actually get a potential trailer since it's coming out next year. We have a release date for it, July.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. D23, I mean.
Yeah, we'll see. I kind of like that we are in this lull. I think superhero films needed this lull that we're getting this year. Marvel's only releasing Deadpool cinematically this year. There's a few Disney Plus shows coming out on streaming. DC's like taking a year off. I don't think they're doing anything with the new regime under James Gunn until 2025.
I don't understand that. Aquaman did so well.
You didn't see it, did you?
No.
I actually didn't hate Aquaman. I think know. It was better in the first one. But, yeah.
All right, Aquaman 2. This is what happens.
Aquaman Star Wars is also taking time off.
Aquaman goes back to Atlantis, and he sees that
Twister?
A Twister in the water, and which now becomes a hurricane. Cat 4. You'll hear me out. Hear me
Cat
out.
Cat 4 underwater.
Cat 4. Hear me out.
Okay.
And so,
let the man cook.
So he grabs his tornado. Or no, now it's a hurricane. He grabs the hurricane.
Yeah.
He swirls it around.
Love it.
He scoops up Bikini Bottom.
SpongeBob is down there reporting on the Super Bowl.
And then he throws it away.
Yeah.
Hurricane then has babies. The hurricane.
Multiple?
Yeah.
Whoa, multiple. Twins.
Cat 1s, Cat 2s, Cat 3s. They come together to morph into Cat 4.
Whoa.
Cat 6. No, wait.
Does Aquaman cat call the hurricane?
He cat calls a hurricane.
Looking good over there. Yeah.
So
hurricane.
So
cat now, number one, so, how you doing?
So now it's cat. So those babies are actually Aquaman babies.
Oh, no.
So they're half human Aquaman person and half hurricane.
I think this is our new blue blood.
Blue blood.
Yeah.
Where we just make
cat, Aquaman cat calling a hurricane.
Hey, hurricane, let me see what you got over there. Looking a little zesty.
Why are you walking so fast?
But yeah, so then they come home, chickens come home to roost, literally and figuratively, as the ducks... from Migration come into
okay, so there's a crossover. Okay, you got crossover my attention.
Event. Crossover event. Come into the picture, get sucked up by the hurricane, they die, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Harry Potter comes in, Avada Kedavra.
Oh no.
Everything's dead. The world's back to normal, and Voldemort lives and rules the universe.
The Seven Seas?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
And Triton comes back as Black Ariel comes and says, sings Part of Your World at the end of the film. I think it's a good pitch.
Let me get you in touch with Sony.
Boy, you have the chops.
You gotta hear this one.
Hear me out. There's a young female.
Whoa, played by Sydney Sweeney.
That
we dress her like a spider.
We put it all over the trailer, but not in the film. Hear me out.
She's secretly a mermaid.
Hear me out. We put a pregnant lady in the Amazon to look for spiders.
Yep, these are spiders, all right.
It's.
Do you see that?
It's a Spider-Man. It's a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
But get this.
Ah.
No Spider-Man.
Get those Spider-Man out of here.
Get out of here.
Tobey Maguire tries to come on set. What are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
Hey.
Hey. And it's the village people coming back. The village people coming back.
He gets chased like, off the
set. Ah, get
he
out of
here. He's trying to sneak into the movie to make it better.
But the music follows him every time.
Yeah, he can't sneak on. Dang it. Oh, my glasses are fogging.
Wow, I think we're killing it.
We are.
Let
we're
him
at,
cook.
We're at an hour and 25 minutes exactly. Yeah.
So
I think I've reached my ceiling.
Yeah.
for content. I'm very grateful for anyone who's stayed this long and this late. I'm wondering who the person that just joined at this last second, like Laura did last time. I apologize for anyone that joined this late, but thank you guys.
Thank you.
From
the bottom of our hearts.
Do you guys have anything you're looking forward to before the end of the month? Let us know. And hopefully we'll cover it in our end of year, end of month review.
Yes, 100%. And definitely listen to our podcast if you haven't already done so. Wherever you listen to podcasts, yeah. Apple Music,
yep.
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. Although I think Google Podcasts is now just YouTube.
Yeah,
I think it got absorbed into that or something like that. Every major podcast platform, you should be able to find.
But we'll be trying to come out more regularly. In regards to our reviews, as Ethan said in the beginning, we'll be doing
Lisa Frankenstein. I did like that trailer. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, that was actually a good trailer. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing our mid-year review as well as our mid-month review and then our end of month review. So of the things that we saw. So definitely let us know what you want to see in the comments down below, and keep an eye out for future content coming soon. As I said, we're opening up our shop and should have some things coming up that you can then go ahead and support us. That's the best way. Anything else you want to add?
Later, nerd.
Later, nerd. All right. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back.